If you've ever been lucky enough to get to Machu Picchu, you know how astonishing it is. An ancient, sacred Incan city perched high in the Andes. It's one of the top sites to visit in Peru, yet the world's Maria Muriel had never been there, and she's Peruvian. But a few weeks ago, Maria finally made her way to Machu Picchu, and it turned into kind of a personal pilgrimage.
For a long time, I rejected any online dating suitors whose profile pictures showed them standing before the glory of Machu Picchu. Why? Because I was jealous they got there before I could. See, my family left Peru in 2000. I was a little girl then, and I'd never been to Machu Picchu. So earlier this year, I took myself back to Peru. And on the plane, I thought about how my whole life, that sacred citadel has been the epitome of Peruvian heritage to me. I learned about it in grade school, learned to revere the powerful Incas who built it and to resent the Spaniards who conquered them. And I kept hearing the mere sight of it even made people cry. But I'd never been there, so I resented all those backpackers who'd been lucky enough to visit my ancestors' holiest land before me. So my cousin Lourdes and I land in Cusco, beyond excited to experience our culture. But from the start, it's clear we're outsiders. Our friend of a friend guide has to translate a beer ad for us, because it's in Quechua, the old Inca language. That's me saying we need to learn this language. It's still widely spoken in Cusco. Kids here learn it in school. One day, we go into the cathedral, made up of three breathtaking, humongous churches built on the site of an Inca temple. And there's a group of old Andean women sitting in a pew, singing a worship song. It's so entrancing, we have to just sit down and listen. It's in Quechua, too, and it makes me happy to hear the language still alive here. But it also reminds me that I'm not descended from the Incas. In Peru, I'm a white person. A guide even asked me in English where I'm from, and when I say Lima, he says my complexion just doesn't look made in Peru. On the train from Cusco to Machu Picchu, I keep thinking about that. My ancestors are those Spaniards who destroyed the empire I've been taught to love.
So that's the thing that I'm kind of struggling with now, is it's like everybody who lives here, you know, deserves to be proud of this. Yet I come from the group of people who, you know, tried to squash it. So it's strange. I don't know, is it mine?
Well, in Machu Picchu, a restaurant owner tells us she's happy to see Peruvian tourists. She says there's so many foreigners who visit, it's nice to see our people coming to see our legacy. But then we decide to hike up this huge mountain. It's the first time I've ever climbed anything, and I start to realize it doesn't matter where we're from. I see Colombians, Brazilians, Germans, everybody either stopping to look down in awe or just blazing up this crazy, precarious trail. And I feel like they own this place as much as I do. I am a visitor here as much as they are. 3 hours later, we finally reach the summit, and I meet an American family. The father is turning 63 years old, and it's my 27th birthday. His daughters weren't sure he would make it, so when he does, they're ecstatic. And for some reason...
Can I take one with the birthday boy? It's my birthday, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic for them, too.
You're so cool. Could you take one?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Maybe this is just what happens when you reach a summit. Hikers? I don't know. All I know is I'm humbled.
Did you think you were going to make it?
I don't know. I didn't know.
I realized somewhere along that precipice of a trail that guarding this jealously is my place is actually kind of immature. And I don't know why, but I start to cry. I think of my parents, of what it took for them to leave, of my grandparents, how they lived near these monuments. And I was proud of myself for returning, for finally seeing this thing, for making it to the top of its highest mountain and sharing that pride with strangers, welcoming them to this place that I thought was mine, but really is everyone's. for the world, Maria Muriel, Machu Picchu.
We've got that mountaintop photo Maria took, the one with the guy who shares her birthday, plus some other really breathtaking views of Machu Picchu. That's over at PRI.org.